Then he enumerates the obstacles, then he enumerates the hindrances, then he tells you that this is avidya, you are going on the wrong path. This is how he is trying to guide us. Patanjali, in his Yoga Sutra, is trying to guide us this way. But the four Kirtanic Sutras have to be understood. Devotee Vermala, we rush to some ashrams, we do some japa, we don't eat meat, we don't do this. The work that a girl feels. And if you're structured like a rose, why should you do this also? Wherever you are, in the midst of your difficult life, you can still blossom. Without doing a various number of things. Because you are structured to blossom like a rose. And to know only what is suffocating you. And you remove that suffocation, you will blossom like a rose. Understand? Psychic nature. Because a physical body and a physical brain is half a man. The physical body and the physical brain is half a man. There is the other half. So in our next meeting we must find out the other half. Then we'll find that both the halves have obstacles and hindrances and suffocation. Then we'll go into the process of removing this obstruction, this suffocation. And the two together will form a blossoming rose. And for that, I repeat again, there is nothing to be added, there is nothing to be subtracted, there is nothing to be done by way of ashram, by way of food, this, that, and that, and that. The easiest things of life are most difficult. We easily master the difficult things. But the easier things of life are always between there. Let a man sit quietly for 5 minutes. He will know. Let him sit quietly for 5 minutes. He will know. He will drag his forefathers into his thinking instrument. Sit down for 5 minutes. It is the easiest thing to do, to sit quietly for 5 minutes. It's the most difficult thing, the most impossible thing. So yoga is easy, very simple, most difficult to understand or perform. Your mind be clear as to what you want to do, in which direction you want to go. In the name of yoga, 1,000 paths are being drawn out by different people, each giving the strength of authority. So when you go from one school to another, to third, to fourth, you get more and more person. As to which is the right way. Therefore, Patanjali says, only know yourself. for a 5-year structure.
Forget everything else.
First, know 5-year structure. When you know how your structure, then try to know what are your weaknesses. Why they are there? From whence they have come? Are profuse with the idea of reincarnation, life after life after life. Is it a fancy? Is it a theory? Is it a fact? Unless you specifically know all these things and put your finger to it, theory means nothing. Theory means belief, not fact, not knowledge, not wisdom. So, whatever I have said to you today, if your questions begin the questions. So you are confused thoroughly. No questions. My past memory pattern has made me do that. If I like you, I will come. I will like you. My past memory pattern is making me do that. What has happened? There is a union of incoming thoughts. Your picture in my eyes is an incoming impulse. And my memory pattern, whether I like you or dislike you, has formed a thought. And I have reacted already. Either I go to the other footpath or I come here. See? So, how to separate incoming thoughts and memory thoughts? And how to separate dream from self? We all have our dreams, whether we use it or not. And you can call it my dream. None of us has got a mind that can say, my mind. If we claim that it is our mind is not ours. Just as breath in you is not yours, it is a posture. So, an incoming impulse is not your possession, it is coming in. Mind is not your possession, it is coming into you, it is flowing through you. So when the mind flows, it acts with the will. How to separate mind from brain? And to see what happens. So this is what we have to bring practice, experience. Is it possible? That's my point. What are the techniques, what are the practices that will help us to do this? Remember, you take memory away and the whole world is zero to you. The minute you lose your memory, the world is zero. I don't know you immediately. Why have you come here? What meeting you are talking about? I lost my memory. Because everything becomes zero to me immediately. Keep this memory in check. Like a wild dog, it must be chained. Otherwise, it's dangerous. First of all, it goes in danger. So these are the points which the first four sutras want us to understand. If we go beyond the fourth sutra, that means we will not understand the remaining 191 sutras. Three laws of nature. Come again next month with some solution if you have. If you have no solution, don't be discouraged, don't be disheartened, don't get frustrated. We'll look into it. Huh? But try to read the three laws of nature that is given to you on this separate sheet and find out the remedies. Unless you know the laws of nature and whether you could bypass. For example, gravitation says everything must fall. Nothing can remain in air. Yet airplanes wing tons are in the air. The law of nature can bypass if you understand the law. So like that, we understand these three laws, we can bypass these three laws. Get them? Steel, iron, can I float in water? Yet ships, 100,000-ton ship is floating very freely. The law may be there, but understanding the law means we can bypass it. You understand me? So like that, go home, read this three laws and find out as to how we can bypass it. Do some thinking. If you have not done in all your life, go home and do some thinking. Okay? You're meeting day after tomorrow? Try to tell you. What is our timing? 4 to 5:30. Day after? Tomorrow. You have got a small group with you? No problem. So, I'll put you in charge of the senior members so that they will guide you and so do come. So, we meet when now? Next month, last Thursday? Not so early. How can that be last Thursday? Ready? 25th is last Thursday. When are you out? 25th and 27th of next month. 25th is the meeting, 27th for our exercise. Okay? Huh?